I came across a maxim lately that I think carries not only a social lesson, but also a spiritual one. The maxim is, he's playing chess while others are playing checkers. Have you ever heard that one before? Even if you are not a grand chess master, you probably know the enormous difference between chess and checkers. Checkers is fairly straightforward. Red pieces battle against black pieces and move only in one direction until they are fortunate enough to become kings. Checkers games are short and sweet. Chess, on the other hand, is quite complex. Two whole kingdoms wage war. The pieces move in different directions. Pawns and castles, knights and bishops. And the most powerful piece on the board is the queen. Women instinctively love to play chess. An illuminating and illustration of this maxim, he's playing chess while others play checkers, is the movie Casablanca. Do you remember what Humphrey Bogart is doing the first time you see him in the movie? He's playing chess. But most people do not see a delicious detail, that there is no one on the other side of the table. There is no opponent, which means he's playing chess against himself. If you pay close attention to the plot of Casablanca, you'll quickly catch how Bogart moves through the movie, anticipating other people's moves, and is always two or three steps ahead of Major Strasser, Captain Renault, and Victor Laszlo. In other words, they're all playing checkers. Strasser, the Nazi, trying to take over the world. Renault, trying to make money. Or Laszlo, leading the resistance. While Bogart plays chess, trying to help all of them, while he is moved by love, especially loving Ilse Lund, his queen. Clearly, the most powerful piece on the board. The movie helps us see how many play checkers, but only a few play chess. Indeed, sometimes only one. In the first reading today from Genesis, this maxim helps us see which games Joseph and his brothers are playing. I would suggest to you that Joseph is playing chess while his brothers are just playing checkers. How so? Well, a famine has spread over the whole world, and Jacob's family comes begging for bread from Pharaoh. Joseph has now become prime minister in Egypt, second only to Pharaoh, and tests his brothers, asking them to bring their youngest brother, Benjamin. The brothers are just playing checkers. They want more food, basic necessities of life. While Joseph plays chess, he desires God's justice and love, higher and holier ends. Like Bogart, Joseph masterfully maneuvers everyone else to fulfill God's will. He installs the Israelites in the most prominent part of Egypt, Goshen, and helps the people to become prosperous, but only to reveal how God has stayed two or three steps ahead of all of them. Most play checkers, while only a few play chess. My friends, what games are you playing? Are you simply playing a sort of checkers in life? Chasing after money and sex and power? Missing how magnificent the drama that life really is? Isn't it sad to see that many people think that the point and purpose of life is to maximize pleasure and to minimize pain. That's playing checkers. On the other hand, if you look through the eyes of faith, you'll see laid out before you a spiritual and supernatural chessboard where two kingdoms wage war. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, where history unfolds not because of political or military or social forces, but according to the will of God, who, like Bogart, is always two or three steps ahead of everyone else. And who's the most powerful piece on the board? Well, of course, it's the Queen, Mother Mary. That's why all Catholics love chess. This vision of faith and this interpretation of life prompted Paul to pen these words to the Romans: all things work together for the good of those who love God. Most people play checkers, but very few who have faith play chess. They see what God sees and stay two or three steps ahead of everyone else. By the way, did you know that in real life, Humphrey Bogart, the actor, was an accomplished chess player? He held the rank of 2100. When you see history through the eyes of faith, you too might feel the confidence of Christianity and raise a toast and say, "Here's looking at you, kid." That's a toast to Mary, of course. Praised be Jesus Christ.